Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. Shrinkflation has made its way into one of our favorite foods, and you might not even realize that this is happening. Friday night, you order pizza, you get that steaming hot pizza. It's fresh from the box. Put it on the table. We dive in slice after slice, only to pause and wonder, like, where did the pizza go? How did we eat this so fast? Because we ordered a large pizza, right? This should be enough for everybody. Ah, but you see, not all large pizzas measure up equally anymore. Now, here's a bite-sized fact for us to chew on here a little bit. The average large pizza today stretches to about what? How many inches? Do you know? 14 inches. So that will get you maybe 8 to 12 slices, depending on how they cut it. Now go back a number of years. This is even past the inflation time. A large pizza was typically a 16-inch pizza. There is one place you can still get that and get like the truly, truly large pizza. And you're going to have to go to New York City for that. And guess what theirs are? If you order a large pizza in New York City, you will probably get anywhere from an 18 to 24-inch pizza. But because the pizzas are shrinking, here's how we're going to have a little fun with this. The next time you're going to have pizza with your family, pick up the phone to place your order. Yes, you can call, skip going the online route to order. Challenge the person on the other end with a little pizza math, asking them, what is the cost per square inch of the large pizza? They will have no idea, of course, but at least it will make for an entertaining phone call. But this would be good to know, honestly, because pizza real estate is what we're buying here, and we want to make sure we're getting a fair deal.